unfortunately, we have to, I guess, start with the fact that a guy that you've been coaching the last couple of years has been moved. Just your thoughts on the Oilers' acquisition of Nick Schultz and Tom Gilbert moving on.
Well, I think it's one of those situations where they're two different players, obviously, and I think both teams have met a need, to say the least. Kudos to Tommy Gilbert for being an outstanding teammate, obviously, and a real solid NHL defenseman, one that I know his teammates will miss, obviously, and as a coaching staff, too. He brought everything he could to the rink every day for us, and we certainly appreciate that and wish him real good luck moving forward. And it's nice for him to go into Minnesota, naturally, with a good organization and close to home. As for Nick, I've had some experience with him in a world championship and have a decent idea with that, and also having coached against him, what we're getting. He's a good first pass guy, very steady, plays the game in a methodical way that is very, very tough to play against over time. And really knows his way around his own end in a real good way, and we need that.
The emergence of Jeff Petrie, did that perhaps assist in facilitating this move?
I guess it could. I'd have to be honest with you, Bob, and tell you that that's more a question for Tamby, I suppose, quite honestly. All we're here to do is try to make all of our players better, improve them, and improve our team doing it. And we believe that we're doing that. Oftentimes you have to give up something to get something back, and we think we've done that today.
Nikolai practiced today. Is he going to go tonight here in the place where he saw some action a number of years
ago? You know, he won't, and that's all on me. He wanted to, but in conversation with him and with our medical team, I felt that we needed another day or two to get him, make sure he was really good to go. The last thing we need to do is have only one goalie available to us, really, of an NHL caliber, and I wanted to make sure that Nick was good beyond today, quite honestly. So he'll go. He'll get his work in, no question about that. It just won't be tonight.
Did he pressure you very much to get in?
No. He's a pro. He's a real professional guy. He knew. I knew that he was hoping for this when he first got hurt last week. He made it real clear that he'd like to be ready for Winnipeg. And I kept an open mind to that. And then again, in conversation yesterday with where he is, and I know he wants to play anyway. Executive decision, I suppose.
Tom, you had as good a look as anybody back in '99 about how rabid this town can get when you coached Team Canada here at the World Juniors. So I would imagine you have a little bit of a book on what to expect tonight.
Oh, it's awesome. I just love it. That was such a great experience, and so grateful back then, at least, for the energy that that the building here and the fans in Winnipeg could hold. But certainly we know what we're in for tonight. We've tried to explain it to our guys, and it's good. It's wonderful. That's just exactly what the NHL should be all about. And we need more franchises that are this enthusiastic and this rabid, for their team. And certainly they are here in Winnipeg, and kudos to the whole organization and certainly the community.
Tom Gilbert's name really hasn't been mentioned much, or if at all. You haven't had a chance to talk to him, but do you think something like this might be pretty shocking for a guy whose name has not been around like other names have been?
I guess that's a question for Tom, but we spoke yesterday about him not making the trip and why he's got a little bit of a sore there, but he's fine. I talked to him 5 minutes ago, and as usual, it's nothing but first class with Tommy Gilbert, and grateful for the opportunity to play in Edmonton. Loved his time here, looking forward to the next opportunity and the change for him, and bigger and better things, naturally, and as only Tommy could, he explained it pretty nicely.
What might Nick Schultz bring your team that might be a little bit different than what Tom Gilbert had been bringing?
Well, they're two different players, so right away there you're going to see something different. I think Tommy's a little bit more offensive-minded, and he has that ability to sort of make things happen from that point of view. Nick is, too. It might be a little more subtle, quite honestly. A good first-pass guy, knows his way around his own end real well, is firm and decisive in how he decides to play, people one-on-one, those types of things. I think he's been a part of a very good program in terms of teaching young defensemen how to play that position, going all the way back to Jacques and Rammer. And the trend has continued. This guy's just absolutely steady, night in and night out. He's durable. We need that.
As you know, Tom, your team, when it gets mentioned, the defense is an area where the feeling is that more strength is needed. Is it disappointing in some ways that you lose a defenseman and gain a defenseman as opposed to maybe losing a different part and adding some experience in that way?
Not necessarily. I don't mean to diminish the importance and relevance of Tommy Gilbert, but we've got two different defensemen here. We're talking about two different styles of play, and they offer up two different things in terms of their participation on the ice. So we believe that we've met a need to a point, obviously, and I think Minnesota would say the same thing. That being said, I don't think that beyond that, I think it's up to coaches to make sure their teams are sound defensively. That there's good structure there and that there's an adherence to that. And in no way, shape, or form should this be construed as Tommy Gilbert not living up to his end of the bargain on those terms. He did everything he could to be a good player. And I think those that watched us play this year saw him be very much a part of a shutdown pair, which leads one to believe that he's capable of doing that too.
Will Schultz play tonight?
I don't think so. He's got to clear his medical and whatnot. He's in transit, so I think we'll see him tomorrow.
Do you know where he's coming from?
I think, were they in San Jose?
Yeah, they were last night.
Yeah. So I don't think, I don't know where they're going next, actually.
No, they're at home.
They're in Minnesota.
Are they? Yeah.
There is a game tonight, Tom, and how do you keep the guys in check emotionally, especially coming off this trade?
You know, it's hard to call it business as usual, but really it has to be. I mean, these are professional athletes. You know, they're on the job, as we all are. And there's all kinds of things, you know, that happen through the course of a hockey season that force you to really concentrate on your job. You know, and the fact of the matter is we're looking to win hockey games. We're looking to grow our team through every experience we possibly can. This is one of those unique days where, again, you do that. But the bottom line is the performance on the ice tonight as a group of 20 people and the coaches behind the bench. And that's what is important here. And we've certainly tried to highlight that in our preparation this morning.